If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
We put the work in all week. Had a long week. We put the work in. We came out here. We dominated these boys.
Yes, sir.
And we still left f***ing money on the table. Is that crazy?
Crazy.
So while we're going to enjoy this I'm going to say the same I said last week. We still ain't played our standard.
Come on. Back to work.
But...
That was Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts giving a heavily bleeped postgame locker room speech after a dominant performance over the Vikings on Monday Night Football. And the swagger you can hear there, that huge yell from the locker room, seems to be growing every time Hurts pulls off another jaw-dropping play.
Good protection for Jalen Hurts, who takes a shot, and he's got A.J. Brown inside the 10, inside the 5.
Today, Zach Berman from The Athletic tells us about Hurts' evolution from a second-round pick that a lot of people doubted to one of the most dynamic young quarterbacks in the league on a potential NFC contender, and why an internet meme may tell us everything we need to know about why Hurts looks like the right guy for the spotlight in Philadelphia. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Friday, September 23rd, and this is The Lead. Zach Berman, welcome to The Lead. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you. So, Zach, the Eagles are off to their first 2-0 start since 2016. So what's the vibe around Philadelphia right now? Is everyone staying extremely rational like usual Philly fans?
So there's excitement more so than any year, probably since the Super Bowl year in 2017. And in particular, that Monday night game you referenced, they played as complete of a game as fans could have envisioned. And given the way the Eagles roster is assembled, the outlook of the schedule in front of them, there's high expectations for this team.
So let's talk about that game for a minute. The Vikings win that moved them to 2-0. They won that game 24-7 on Monday night in Philadelphia, as we said. Focusing in on the guy we're here to discuss today, Jalen Hurts, can you tell us about his performance in that game?
Well, Jalen Hurts' first half was as impressive as he's played in an Eagles uniform. And in particular, the efficiency with which he threw the ball. On the opening drive, he completed all five of his pass attempts.
Pass is caught. Nice throw by Hurts. And inside the 35 to the 31 is A.J. Brown, first of the night.
And the way he combined his passing and his running really stood out. You saw he rushed for two touchdowns, including his second touchdown, when instead of going out of bounds to protect himself, he actually veered back in bounds toward the end zone.
Hurts keeps around the edge and bends it back down, fighting for the end zone. What a run! Touchdown, Philadelphia! Second of the night for Hurts.
He initiated contact, spun through contact. You don't usually see that from a quarterback, but that shows A, Jalen Hurts is his strength, his willpower to get to the end zone, and it's part of the reason why he's galvanized the locker room around him.
Now, he finished 26 for 33 with 333 passing yards. What has Hurts had to say about the show he put on against the Vikings?
Well, very little, to be honest with you. You would expect after a performance like that for him to maybe strut a little, flex a little, and he was the same as he is after any other win, frankly. He emphasized that there's still a lot of work to do, that they have a standard that needs to be hit, and that standard cannot be compromised.
You know, and I think, like I said, we have a standard for ourselves, and it only rises. A hell of a game tonight, but there's a hell of a lot to learn from. And as a football team, as a collective group, we got to learn from it.
And it was an intentional tone that he struck, but it's one that in his second year starting here, you're getting used to seeing it after a win. He likes to say he does not ride waves, and that's very much applicable. After a win on Monday Night Football, when he's the biggest story in the league that night, he certainly doesn't act any different than when he has a poor showing. It's very much the same Jalen Hurts.
Well, Zach, today we wanted to take a closer look at Hurts' evolution and rise as a player, and we want to start this out before his big breakout. So can you remind us what the narrative was around Hurts coming out of college and during his first year or two in the league?
Sure. So Jalen Hurts had a high-profile college career for both good and bad reasons. He was a freshman starter at Alabama, which is exceedingly difficult to do. He led them to the national championship game as a freshman. And then his sophomore year, they're in the national championship game again, and he famously gets benched at halftime of that game because of ineffective passing. After that following year, he transferred to Oklahoma, where he went on to have an outstanding season that made him a Heisman Trophy finalist, showed improvement in the passing game, but still not to the point where he was, say, an expected first-round pick.
We have the 53rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Well, it just got interesting, ladies and gentlemen, as Jalen Hurts is going to Doug Peterson, and there are a million ways this can go. Jalen Hurts.
The Eagles drafted him in the second round, and it was a controversial pick because their franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz, was established, was the man in the organization. And the Hurts pick seemed to, A, surprise the league for investing such a high pick in a backup. And it also created an unsettling situation in Philadelphia. And as it turned out, Carson Wentz was benched later that season, traded the following offseason, and the Eagles turned the team over to Jalen Hurts. So that's the evolution as far as how he got the job, but he's different than some other drafted quarterbacks in the sense that he's been in the public spotlight since he's 18 years old, and he's had his strengths and his weaknesses scrutinized as much as any quarterback who's come out in the draft.
And Hurts led the Eagles to the playoffs last year in his first year as a full-time starter. So what were the expectations for him coming into this year, and what did he need to improve on?
Jalen played well last year, but there was a lot of room for improvement, specifically as a passer. He needed to be more efficient. He needed to be more consistent. These aren't just words that I'm saying. These are words that Jalen Hurts said. And the Eagles started off 2-5 last season. And midway through the year, Coach Nick Sirianni reinvented the offense. They became more of a run-first offense. They played into some of Jalen Hurts' strengths, but they did not necessarily play with the offensive firepower that one might expect of a playoff team. And so this past offseason, the Eagles acquired A.J. Brown, who's a close friend of Jalen Hurts's, and he's also one of the premier wide receivers in the league. And the expectation was that the Eagles would pass the ball more, have more offensive firepower, and Jalen Hurts needed to be the one who led that effort.
Well, as we look at why Hurts seems to be finding a new level of success, one key factor that you wrote about and that we mentioned a little bit already is his personality. Specifically, he resurfaced an old internet meme that seems to be pretty telling about who Hurts is. So can you paint a picture for us and describe this meme and what it means?
I asked Jalen Hurts' teammates if he ever broke that stone face that you see. And some of them who know him well, including A.J. Brown, said they never see Jalen Hurts break character. And so I posed the same question to Jalen Hurts. And he said he has the same face all the time. And he referenced a meme that came up when he was at Alabama.
Somebody came up to me about a meme. I guess it was from my Bama days. It was like me when the first quarter, interception, touchdown, end of the world or whatever. It was a little funny thing, but I've just always been that way, same face.
After a touchdown, after an interception, after a fumble, and at the end of the world. And it was the same picture, the same picture of an emotionless, expressionless Jalen Hurts. And there's a quarterback cliche in the NFL that you hear often, I don't get too high and I don't get too low. But to be quite honest with you, I wouldn't know what high or low is for Jalen Hurts, because in almost every interaction, he's the same way.
I'm never going to ride waves. I'm never going to get too high or low. I'm just going to stay consistent in my approach, my work ethic, and attack every day individually.
When he's on the field, when he's in a public setting, he's very much that stone-faced, even-keeled quarterback, and he views that as an important characteristic for who he is.
You also wrote that there's a belief in the Eagles organization that Hurts will reach his full potential because of the way he's wired. So could you elaborate on that idea?
Yes. So I'll put it this way. There are parts of Jalen Hurts' game that must improve, and he would tell you as much. But the intangibles that he has, the way he works, the way he carries himself, the way he interacts with others, since the Eagles drafted him, they view that as through the roof. And the way that I've explained this is that from Monday to Saturday, he's everything a team could want in a quarterback. And that's important because not all quarterbacks are that way. And there are things he must do better on Sundays, but it's how he is throughout the week. And in an investment in Jalen Hurts from the time the Eagles drafted him to the time they made him their starting quarterback to now when he's trying to take that next step into that upper tier, if you will, an investment in Jalen Hurts is as much in who he is as how he plays, because who he is a big part of that package and the way the team tries to have a culture in place in the locker room and with the way that they want the team to be run.
Now, going back to the locker room speech that we heard at the top of the episode, what's the dynamic between him and his teammates?
He's a popular teammate. And he's a respected teammate. And part of that is because of the way he works and the way he carries himself. But there are things that he does that seem intentional and that seem purposeful that resonate with teammates in that, you know, if the Eagles acquire a player, every time they say, Jalen Hurts reached out to me, they have a first-year starting safety, Marcus Epps, who opened the gym in California. Jalen Hurts went out there and worked out at the gym and was there when the gym opened. There are numbers of examples you hear of Jalen Hurts doing little things to support teammates. He has lunch with different players. Backup offensive lineman Jack Driscoll said Jalen Hurts is sitting at the table with them.
Jalen's great. You know, he'll come sit with us at, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, just chop it up with us, you know. Jalen's always just made, you know, going out of his way to get to know us and, you know, talk to us. And that goes a long way because, you know, we have his back and he has our back. And, you know, he's really good about
that. There are certain quarterbacks who it's almost as if they're separated from the rest of the team. That's not the case with Jalen Hurts. He's very much a fabric of the team and in the locker room.
So moving from who Jalen Hurts is as a person to his development as a player, can you tell us about some of the factors that have gone into his growth as a player from last year to this year?
A big part of it is the continuity Jalen Hurts has with the coaching staff, and in particular, the offensive play caller. Jalen Hurts has not had the same play caller since his father in high school. So think about his time in Alabama, his time at Oklahoma, his time with the Eagles. He's in his third year in the NFL. And he has not had the same play caller since high school. So every year he's had to relearn a different offense or variations of an offense. And that continuity is particularly valuable because he knows the answers to the test, if you will. That's an expression you hear often. And there's less learning now and more reacting and more doing. And then the other thing, too, is just more time in the system. More time as the quarterback. He's seen more defenses. So a big question with him is quick reaction, throwing with anticipation. Well, one thing you hear behind the scenes is that the more defenses you see, the more you can trust your eyes in those situations.
You see so many things, you have so many reps, and you have to put them in your bank. And every rep is an experience, good, bad, or indifferent. So for me, the few games I had my rookie year, last year being a full-time starter, every single rep, I've learned from it, and then I try and grow from it. And
then the third thing I'll say is that the Eagles made an emphasis on upgrading the talent around him. That's why they acquired A.J. Brown, who, in addition to being a close friend of Hurts's, has established himself as an elite wide receiver in the league. The Eagles surrendered significant draft assets and then paid him a four-year, $100 million contract. because they want him to be their top receiver. So with better talent around him, with continuity in the system, and with more experience overall, that was part of the reason why the Eagles are expecting Hurts to take that big jump from his first year as a full-time starter to a second year as the full-time starter.
Now, Zach, you also wrote about a summer practice against the Miami Dolphins that to some people seemed like a subpar session for Hurts, but his coach Nick Sirianni saw it differently. What did Sirianni see there? And what's the relationship like between Hurts and Sirianni in general?
That was an interesting day. I was down there in South Florida and the Eagles had a practice with the Dolphins, and the Eagles were coming off a rigorous travel schedule. So the players were still adjusting to Miami. They were still adjusting to the heat. And it seemed as if the Eagles were not playing well that day. It seemed as if the Dolphins were outplaying the Eagles. And when we asked Nick Sirianni about this practice, Sirianni said it was the best Hurts had practiced in an Eagles uniform during Sirianni's time there.
To me, Jalen's practice yesterday was the best practice he's had as an Eagle that since I've been here. What he was doing with the football and being able to go through reads and in progressions that fast and getting the ball to where it needed to go, it seemed like everything had slowed down for him and he was getting the ball out.
And the reason was because the ball was going where it was supposed to go. So, for instance, if I'm watching practice or another reporter is watching practice and we don't see that big play downfield and we see these short passes, these checkdowns, if you will, a perception could be that he's not playing as well as he could. He's not stretching the field. They're not having that desired result. And Nick Sirianni said, actually, Jalen Hurts was playing within the offense, and that was what he liked about it. But you asked about the coach-quarterback dynamic, and it's been interesting to observe over the past year and a half because this was an arranged marriage. This was not a situation where Nick Sirianni drafted Jalen Hurts. The Eagles hired Sirianni with Hurts on the roster, and Sirianni made Hurts earn the starting job during his first summer. But the two have a lot in common that fans might not realize. And part of it is their upbringing. They're both coaches' sons. Jalen Hurts' father is a coach. Nick Sirianni's father is a coach. They're both younger siblings who grew up really admiring and looking up to their older sibling and going to the football games and being a ball boy in those situations. And they've bonded over that. Nick Sirianni is very much an emotional coach. If you watch him on the sideline, there's no meme about him having the same face in all situations. He will scream at refs. He will show what he's thinking on his face. That's part of an endearing quality of Nick Sirianni. And there was a game in Washington last year where Sirianni was scolding Jalen Hurts, if you will. Jalen was not playing as well as he needed to play. Sirianni was in his face, and the Eagles ended up winning that game. Jalen recovered. And a big story after that game was that coach-quarterback dynamic. And Nick Sirianni has said, and Jalen said, he can take hard coaching.
Jalen's dad coached him hard. My dad coached me hard. And so I think Jalen responds to tough coaching. He likes tough coaching. And I wasn't going to back down on him. I thought he was careless with the football. And I let him know that. And we're just honest with each other.
He wants to take hard coaching. And part of it is because he's a coach's son. So they're wired similarly in that way.
Okay, coming up, a long-running Philadelphia soap opera will see a new chapter unfold this weekend as the Eagles face their former quarterback, Carson Wentz.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Well, Zach, one key component of Jalen Hurts' success that we wanted to explore a little bit more is the arrival of A.J. Brown, who was acquired in a surprising draft night trade with the Titans.
Oh. How about this trade that just went down?
Wow, we thought it was going to be Deebo Samuel. Turns out A.J. Brown stole the show here.
Yeah, the Eagles getting A.J. Brown.
Wow.
Tennessee, the 18th overall pick, not to mention a third rounder, which is 101 overall. You're excited.
How has he changed the game for Hurts?
So adding someone like A.J. Brown changes the shape of the offense, changes the way defenses play you, because the sheer physical force that he is on the field, the power that he has, the strength that he has, combined with the speed, athleticism, and the ability to catch the ball, defenses need to know where he is at all times. And he's probably the best receiver the Eagles have had since Terrell Owens, who was also acquired to help Donovan McNabb when McNabb was the quarterback. Now, what's interesting is A.J. Brown joined a receiving corps that already had Devontae Smith, a Heisman Trophy winner at Alabama, who was the Eagles' first-round pick in 2021, and Dallas Goedert, who is, the Eagles believe, one of the top tight ends in the NFL. So bringing A.J. Brown in, a player with that type of skill, enhances the weapons around him, forces defenses to, in essence, decide who they want to allocate attention to. And the other thing that A.J. Brown has done especially well is if you look at Jalen Hurts' spray chart, and what that means is the direction that he throws the ball. If you look at it last year, the middle of the field was not utilized the way it needs to be. And A.J. Brown is one of the best in the NFL in the middle of the field. And you've already seen that A.J. Brown's ability to catch passes there, when I say it changes the shape of the offense and the way defenses play about them, because now defenses are forced to cover the field in a different way because of how big of a threat A.J. Brown is on the field.
When you look at the whole picture, from his mental approach to the improvements he's made as a passer, what would you say is the biggest lingering concern for Hurts? You know, what still gives people who follow this team some pause when it comes to going all in on him?
I mentioned earlier the efficiency and consistency as a passer. And that remains the big question. He's taken strides early this season to answer those questions. But inevitably, there are going to be high leverage passes he must make in important situations in games in December and games in January. And part of this might be a response to the way Jalen Hurts played in the postseason last year. He had a playoff game against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it was as poor of a game as Hurts has played in the NFL. And it's a tough bar to be judged upon when you go up against a Super Bowl caliber defense and the best quarterback in NFL history on the other side. But if you're going to make some noise in the playoffs, if you're going to be a franchise player, those are the types of games that you're going to need to play well in. And anyone who watched the NFL playoffs last year and saw Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills and Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs going toe-to-toe with each other in a late-game situation, and they saw Matthew Stafford of Los Angeles Rams and Tom Brady of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers doing the same thing in their playoff game, it was hard to watch those games and think that Jalen Hurts was at that point where he can be the one going toe-to-toe with those elite quarterbacks. We spoke earlier about the belief that in the organization, in the Eagles organization, that whatever Jalen Hurts' ceiling is, he's going to hit it because of the way he's wired. But left unsaid there is, what exactly is that ceiling? and the Eagles are trying to figure that out. And he's shown signs that he can become really good, but that's why it's a long season and there are still more games to be played.
Now this Sunday, the Eagles will put their 2-0 record on the line against the guy Hurts backed up when he was a rookie, Carson Wentz, who's off to a fast start with the Commanders. What should we be looking for in a Hurts-Wentz showdown?
Well, the drama here, the soap opera element of it, is hard to ignore because the Eagles traded the player who their franchise was built around, Carson Wentz. They paid him a $128 million contract and traded him before that contract even commenced. So there are a lot of human storylines here that go beyond the field. And of course, Jalen Hurts was the one who replaced him. The Washington Commanders with Carson Wentz have shown to be a relatively high-powered offense. On Carson Wentz is passing the ball better than he has in some time. And the Eagles, who know Wentz well, and I imagine even if Wentz won't say it, he'll be particularly motivated this weekend. That's going to be a fascinating matchup. And then when Hurts is on the field, Hurts is following up his best game in an Eagles uniform. So can he maintain the pace with which he played? It's not exactly Hurts versus Wentz because they won't be playing against each other, but very much these two quarterbacks are linked in a way that that Eagles fans will be monitoring throughout that game and throughout the season.
Finally, Zach, we're only 2 weeks into the season, so obviously a lot can change. But based on the early returns, how good can this Eagles team be?
Based on the early returns, the Eagles can be one of the best teams in the NFC. And I say one of because the quarterback qualifier has remained in any discussion about the Eagles. Jalen Hurts simply is not proven like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or even Matthew Stafford. So if you put that aside, the roster that the Eagles have assembled, that general manager Howie Roseman has assembled, is one of the best in the NFL. The schedule that the Eagles play is one of the softest in the NFL, which will allow them to be favorites in games and potentially accumulate wins. And when you have that momentum, then going into the playoffs, if you're division champion and you're playing on a home field, that's a major advantage. So the Eagles have the talent to play with just about any team in the NFL. And if Jalen Hurts plays at the level that he did on Monday night, then the Eagles will very much be considered one of the potential Super Bowl teams. And that's the discussion that's going on in Philadelphia. It's not Super Bowl or bust, but it's very much the Super Bowl is a possibility.
Well, thank you so much for telling us this story, Zach. It'll be really interesting to see what happens with Eagles and Jalen Hurts this season.
Thank you for having me.
You can follow Zach Berman's coverage of the Eagles at theathletic.com. Check out his podcast, Birds with Friends, wherever you listen, and his book, Underdogs, The Philadelphia Eagles' Emotional Road to Super Bowl Victory. Thanks for listening this week. Our senior producer is Matt Straub. Production assistance by Desta Wondirad and Daniel Gonzalez. Fact-checking by Charlotte Edmonds. Sound design and mixing by Aaron May and Joe Richardson. Our executive producer is Anders Kelto. The show is executive produced by Marshall Louie and Jen Sargent for Wondery. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. See you next week.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.